Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot Sad Foot, your LAFC gateway drug. This is the post-game podcast following a much-needed victory against the Portland Timbers. I'm Travis Helwig.
I'm Vince LaRosa.
And we're waiting for Darren Miller, who's in the stadium, I'm sure rushing the field to celebrate with the team, but he'll be here soon. Vince, how you feeling after that game?
Tough. That was a frustrating game because, look, if they don't win that game, I can't imagine what it's like on here, and I can't imagine what, of all people, I'm the one that, can't get too high or too low, but, I would have, imploded from that game because, they played really well, but then they give up both those goals, and it's like, what the hell is happening here? What is going on with this team? But thank God, Danny Bwonga found who he was last season, and that's exactly, a Danny Bwonga from last season goal. Everything about it was pure Danny Bwonga to... right down to the post, finally deciding, hey, it can go the other direction sometimes too.
It really felt like the end of the chapter of Danny Bwonga in the post. We've seen him hit the post a dozen times this season, and it has not gone his way. And finally, in the time we needed it the most, the post says, you know what, Danny? You've proved yourself to me. The soccer gods will reward you. For your suffering. Look, I it's a tale of two halves, I feel like. I was flying high after the first half. Genuinely, the vibes couldn't have been better. We looked absolutely dominant. And then just after that first goal, it just felt like doubt crept in. And even when we had the extra man, I think no one watching was like, we're going to win this. I really wanted to. I knew how much we needed to. But this team has given us nothing this season to make us believe in them. And this is the first real, outside of the Galaxy game, hard-fought win when we really needed it. And I want to say my first happy foot, our worst start of team history. And we are 3 points out of first place in the West. We are very much looking forward to the summer transfer window because this team might be mid right now. We might be mid-table. But we're going to have some reinforcements coming in, and we might be fun come the end of the season.
Yes, and I think that they're still putting the pieces together to get to become a really good team. Because again, this is why it would have been so frustrating for me. If they draw 2-2, I still would have taken more than a couple things away from that I really liked, the way that they possessed the ball, the way that they found that when you possess the ball, you can set your team up better to be good against the counterattack. They were a good counter pressing team; they were winning the ball. For that first half, like you said, the Timbers could not get close to the ball. They couldn't hold on to it. They couldn't press us. We were both good with possession and good being direct. It was 1, 2, 3, 4 passes, and then it was in on goal. And it was really smart play. So that's encouraging to me as a team. That's recreatable. I want to see that. I want to see that with obviously Olivier Giroud on the field at one point. But I agree with you. There was moments in that game where I was like, oh, we're losing this game because this team just doesn't have what they used to have. Maybe it's the lack of veteran leadership. And even to your point, like when they first went up a man, I thought they played okay. I was like, okay, they're breaking them down pretty good. And then they started to get, and you know, of all people, it was Chanel.
I was
like,
about Chanel to say the Chanel
stupid stuff. Yeah. Like, what was he doing? Like,
well,
that
I
shot
think
was
he
done.
Saw, he really thought he had that goal earlier in the game. And I think he was like, fuck, this is my moment. And Chanel's been great, man. I'm really happy with his distribution. I didn't get to watch the last game, but like watching in this game, I'm very confident in him. I do want to, Adam, thank you so much for the super chat. Not a convincing win is what Adam says. I agree that that's the way we won that game is not recreatable. I think there's something to be said for luck breaking our way finally. Like we have been, I think, a deeply unlucky team. Denny Bouanga is now what, second in expected goals over the course of the season, and the finishing wasn't there. He had two beautiful goals tonight. One was called off, not for any fault of his own. And I think called off rightly. I know some people in the stands might not think so, but when you watch it on the replay, very obviously a handball. And it just feels good to see him get a goal from open play in a moment where last year, 9 times out of 10, we would have thought Denny Bouanga would win that game for us. What do you think about not a convincing win, Vince?
Yeah, I mean, if you have to get the other team a red card and then you score in the 90+2, it's never going to be a convincing win. But I would say the flip side of that is like the Timbers scored goals, and I think the worst part of it wasn't necessarily just the goals. It was the fact that like their heads kind of went down. LAFC really like the momentum swung hard into Portland's favor. And that's not something you like to see. Like they weren't able to kind of wrestle the game back from them at 2-1. But you got to say like both Portland's goals are pretty like they're not recreatable. Like I'm not going to say they're lucky because Jonathan Rodriguez is a good player. Santi Moreno is a good player. Santi's obviously has a bit of a deflection too. But like, those aren't goals that you're going to hope you're going to get, you know, from the top of the box through a lot of traffic all the time. So I guess I'm saying I agree, but like, let's not ham. Like again, LAFC was,
we got to relish in these wins when we have them, we have to enjoy them.
I'm not saying they're going to go on to be like, you know, like for sure. I'm like book this team a place in MLS Cup final. But like, I saw a lot of things in that game that I think they can do, but even like ratchet up and do even better. And I think that's better to me than I'm trying to think of like another win where it was just like, yeah, I mean, that was a win. Like the Seattle game, the very first game of the season, that was a win, but there was a lot of question marks.
Yeah. And we've seen like since then that Seattle kind of sucks. You know, like we thought of them as a top tier team and they clearly are not.
Right. And this is a win now where it's like even the 5-0 against Nashville, like they just fell apart. That Nashville, like at a certain point, was like, we're done. Whereas Portland kept fighting through it. And I just think, yes, not a convincing win, but still, I think you can take a lot more from this game than almost any other win in the season.
I think this team, or I think this Portland team is much better than what the stats are showing. Both times we've played them, they have looked dangerous. They look messy. Like, they don't seem like they have their shit together, but the talent is clearly there. And, like, I don't know. I would be scared against Portland more so than the way that Nashville has been playing lately, and certainly Seattle. Like, the Galaxy, obviously, is our biggest win of the season. But we needed that win for different reasons. If we ended that game on a tie, I feel like we would have been in rough shape in this live stream right now. I think we were all ready to pull the panic alarm. I do want to say, you mentioned the deflection on the goal. Lloris, I'm a keeper apologist. I am a goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said it with that inflection. I am a goalkeeper. I'm a goalkeeper.
Spread the word.
Especially seeing Maxime play, you know, not a perfect game, but a game in which he had some really tough saves. And Lloris also had one tough save in that game. That deflection was slow enough that I do think Lloris could have made a dive for it. And it seemed like he said to himself, I'm too old to dive for this shit. it was hard to see the contrast. We'll always love Maxime. I will say Lloris looked like a player who is worth half the cost of Maxime, which is what we paid for them.
Rough. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you on that. Like, I give the goalkeepers a lot of the benefit of the doubt, especially when it kisses off the post and in like that. Like, he's like, yeah, maybe I could get there. But again, there's a lot of goalkeepers and there's a lot of goals that happen. And I'm just going to say this across the board for people, not just in LAFC games. When you see goalkeepers dive and they're never going to get there, but they want to make it look cool. Lloris is old enough to know, Travis, I would make it look cool for you, but I don't care.
And at least I think that's shuffle what he did. I know he put like he put his weight on the wrong side of his body, and then the deflection happened. But you can make the ball was moving slow enough that you have to at least acknowledge that you know it's about to go in the net, right? Like he did the thing that goalies do when they think it's going to go wide, and it was clear to everyone watching that that was not close enough to do that. Darren, welcome to the show. You made it. Beautiful global diplomatic kid on. What was the vibe like in the stadium? How you feeling after that much needed win?
The stadium was feeling good. We pulled it out at the end. There was a lot of good energy at the very end of the match, which was good in the stadium. I'm feeling good. I feel like this is we're getting a bit of the turning point we've been asking for. Look, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think we're technically undefeated in our last four matches.
Well, I that's scary to say out loud, but yes, I get. Yeah, that's true.
That feels like things are moving in the right direction. It doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel like that's the team we've been watching. But
and
you
came
news.
On, Darren, we're 3 points out of first place in the West.
I mean,
we're not all that far.
We've got work to do, and we're in the middle of doing that work, and I'm okay with where we're at, given that that's the case, right?
Any happy feet or sad feet from our panelists? I want to say a happy foot quickly. Oh, no, I've already said one. I don't want to take away the obvious ones. You guys go for it.
Happy foot for me was like a lot of players having a good game all at one time. Like we've seen a lot of games this season where like two, three guys were like, yeah, they played pretty good. The rest of the guys, yeah, I could take it or leave it. This game was like, you look across the board. I think even Murillo had a very good game in a lot of moments. Palencia was incredible. Timothy Tillman is, again, easily the best player on this team. You know, obviously, Bwongo is going to get a lot of the publicity, but Tillman was just incredible. And obviously, other than the, you know, touching off his hand, like everything he did on that play, that on that goal that was disallowed was so amazing. Like the way he carved through them, the pass itself was so great. I mean, he was just so much fun to watch. And a lot of people are going to get on me for this, but like Kike Alvera had a good game. Sorry. Like he just did. And I know that like, because he didn't score one of the chances and it didn't have a ton of numbers, but like he did a lot of things really well.
Really rough on goal for Kike Alvera there, where he clearly would have gotten a goal from open play.
Yeah. Some of the things he didn't do well, what, you know, wasn't his fault. Like that's just the thing. I know people want him to be like this incredible player, but he's a young player that's still figuring it out. I thought the ability though, to cut the ball back and slide it to Timothy Tillman is something
when
we haven't seen
when Bogusz was begging for the ball too.
Yeah. Something we haven't seen from him. And it was really great for him to not see him just try to like stuff a cross in with a guy's legs, like right in front of him. So that was smart. I mean, that's the things you want to see. So you got to give him his due when he does stuff like that.
Yeah, I want to, you mentioned him briefly. My big happy foot is Timothy Tillman, like the shining star in the darkness of this season. Consistent every game, really, really strong in a way that like even Ilya and Atuesta have not been in some of these games. Tillman is always there and like weirdly our best attacking option this season. Our most consistent one, which I don't think any of us would have predicted. Darren,
well, I would have. I drafted him as my, I think, my first or maybe
okay.
second pick.
Okay.
Just let me switch out Giroud. Let me switch out Giroud.
Seems to come up a lot on the podcast.
Do you have Bwanga and Tillman?
No, no one can have Bwanga.
Oh, right, right. Who's your first pick?
I think Kike Alvera is my first
pick. Yeah, okay. Darren, any happy feet, sad feet?
A lot to go.
I think we saw a little bit more crossing between Bwanga and Oliveira today. I feel like we get a tiny bit more each game and they're starting to find each other a little bit. I saw them talking to each other more. They were mad at each other, but I like that they're mad at each other. Like I need more communication. And then Bwanga decided to use something other than a cannon and it worked twice. One got called back, but that worked twice. What do you know if you don't just like launch it every time. Sometimes
I will say he launched it on the winner. He did. That was a Bwanga blast, an old school Bwanga blast.
It was like 80%, and it hit the post.
Yeah, we were saying the post is finally kind.
Yeah, I think it's because he took a little bit off of it. He's learning finesse.
We have two warring super chats that came in seconds after one another. The first one from Danny Angel saying shirts off, which I think is a 4-goal rule, but you know, it's a super chat, so we have to discuss it. And then LAFC responding shirts on for God's sake, also
oh, no.
A super chat, canceling each other out. So I'm pretty sure shirts off is 4 goals was established last season because we were scoring so much. It was initially 3 goals and then it got boosted up to 4 goals. But I think that's right. Am I wrong, dear?
Yeah, I think it's four goals. Anyone can feel free to leave their shirt on or take their shirt off as they wish. And whatever you need to do.
Joey AF at the comments saying, no, four is playoffs. We got to go back. Whoever really wants to figure this out, go back and listen to the tape to decide what
everyone
the shirts
do whatever on. You want.
We have a few
more Super Chats, too, I believe.
We already discussed the one above.
I see.
I want to say a happy foot for me is that Maxime played great and we got the win. It felt good to see him play well because he hasn't been good this season.
Fair enough.
And we still got the win. If he beat us when Lloris made that save or failed to make that save, we all would have been fucking freaking out. It feels good to have the happy side of that. And we're good at home, guys. This is the one consistent positive of this season. We are good at home. We obviously should have won that game more easily than we did, but we are undefeated at home this year. All of our losses have come on the road. Anything else before we start bringing on our callers, one of which might have his shirt off?
Oh, God, think of something. Shit. Guys, vamp.
Let's bring him on. Look, it was his brother's thing, but now he also wants to show us his nips. Joey LF, welcome to the show.
I was showering for added
You don't need any more details.
All right, fine. Fair enough. But I checked
How you
Danny.
Doing?
I'm doing okay. I mean, pretty psyched, honestly. I was like, my happy foot was that they waited until I could like finally get to the game to start scoring. I was walking my dog when Portland came back, which was pretty frustrating. Denise scored, and I freaked out my wife pretty bad, and she was like, can you warn me next time? And I was like, sorry, Bawonga blasts just happened, you know?
That's why
women, am I right?
She's laughing, Jeez. But she doesn't know that we ended in sexism, but there you have it.
People want to know is why is Degenerate shirtless at Denny's? What are you doing at Denny's?
Denise.
Any happy feet or sad feet while we have you and your beautiful body on the pod?
I'm not actually going to share my nips, but
that's a good rule. Shirts off after three, nips at four. I feel like that's a fair compromise.
That sounds good. Yeah, I think so.
Now, to the little details.
Right. I don't know, Vince, if you saw, but people really want you to clean off your camera. I think it's a scratch, maybe. I wanted to expand, though, on what you were saying, Travis, that it was amazing to see, you know, Max have a great game and us get past that. I'm just glad we fucking won.
It was a needed one.
Yeah, I had a Vince question, though. Like, obviously, I didn't see the entire game, but it did seem to me like the front line isn't doing that whole rotation thing that they used to do where Vela, Bawonga, and whoever else was in the front line would, like, you know, one time they're on the left side, one time on the right side. Like, it seems like Bawonga was consistently on the left side, at least in the first half, and Oliveira on the right side. Am I seeing that wrong, or are they getting a little more sort of solidified in that?
No, I think you're seeing it right. I think a lot of it has to do with just like the fact that they just want to play direct now. Like, they just want to play vertical. They want to run at goal. So they're thinking, like, why do I need to switch sides? Why you probably saw it, though, in this game was Bwang was like, I have Mascara in my pocket and I'm owning this guy. There's no chance I'm switching sides, because that first half he completely dominated. Like, Mascara, because Mascara wants to attack, right? And so every time that he was slightly stepping forward, Bwanga's just running behind him. And that's why you saw Mascara subbed at halftime. But I agree with you. They're not switching as much. And that's like, again, I think it's a direct thing. And it's just the way they kind of play. They're individualists. They don't really want to like link up and create the same way that, you know, some of our past guys would do where they would switch around. But it'll happen. But I agree with you. It's just kind of a thing where they've settled in and they're like, this is it. This is how we play.
Thanks for always calling in, Joey. We love to see you. Same. And it's always good in these environments, too. You know, I associate you naked with positivity, which is good. Great
to
hear.
And honestly, I thought I was at one bar, but here I am with two.
two bars work great. Nice to see you. Hey, Darren, I want to address some things that were going on in the chat while that was happening. Two different people said you big time them at the stadium.
Time, Darren.
First one, let's find it.
I'm ashamed.
Happy foot, we won. Sad foot, Darren big time me and ignored me when he was walking to the stadium in Pepsi Plaza. And then, let me scroll up. Jeffrey says, Darren, I saw you walking outside the stadium, but you didn't say hi. You look too important to bother in a good way. Darren,
hold on. But,
are you
didn't
too
say
good
hi.
For our
this
loyal
person
public?
Did not say hi. I did not say hi. I wouldn't have known to say hi.
Go to everyone.
You don't go.
So why did you say that to me?
You don't go to the stadium and just start waving like you're on a float? That's what I do. I just figure everyone knows me.
Yeah.
Well, everyone does know you, Vince. They don't know us.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy who posts the horny Giroud memes? Yeah. The guy who posts about the tacos at the stadium?
Sure, I think I know that guy. I wouldn't recognize him, though.
One of my favorite things is when people ask me, they're like, do you do any of the posting? I'm like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Have you listened to the show?
Jeff talked about
it's about 80-20.
Yeah. Jeff talked about a funny tweet this week that was like, sometimes I'm unsure when Travis or Darren are posting, and sometimes I'm very sure when Travis is.
Listen, I will address this. I'm thrilled to say hi to anybody who says hi when I'm here. So please come up and say hello. I love meeting people. My face may not suggest it because I space out a lot and I'm exhausted at all times. But apologies to anyone who did try to get my
Hollywood Darren Miller, too good for our listeners. That's what we're taking away from that. I do want to say one other happy foot I wrote down, and it's an intangible, something Vince couldn't understand. But it's that when we are fun, we are really fun. And this is a team that has the capacity to be a very fun team. Vince only sees ones and zeros. He sees numbers moving around. He's never even looking at the ball. He's watching the players around the ball. But when we play fun games, they're really fun to watch. We haven't had very many of them this year. And this, at least for the first half, was very fun. And the second half was a lot more of
something.
Our,
it was definitely something. You know, might know game. What it was. Our next caller might know what the second half was. Should we have him join us?
Yeah, after I insulted Vince, I didn't want him to respond and destroy me. So, LAFC Luke, welcome to the
show.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How's
it going? LAFC Luke.
Sitting in the parked car waiting to join y'all on the show because I am going to drive home tonight.
Thank you for pulling over.
Literally,
we don't have liability insurance.
Safety first.
This is maybe one of the first times I'm like totally in agreement with Vince. Vince, like, you're calling out Tim Tillman, 100%. Kike, I thought, had a really good game. And I totally agree with you on Hugo not going for that shot. Like, he wasn't going to get it. He's like, on the right-hand third of the goal. All he'd be doing is, like, you know, doing a little dance to make it look like he cared enough to try. But he was not going to get it. It was, if anything, his momentum was probably sort of either planted or moving a little to his left because of the way the shot was made. And then the deflection just sent it completely.
He was off balance for sure.
Yeah. So I think my athletic foot for the game was all the people just outside the stadium at a techno rave dance party at the Olympic Torch at the Coliseum.
Yeah, what was that?
Darren, you mentioned that. There was
a flash mob?
I texted Travis about that. I was like, there's some kind of rave show in front of the Coliseum?
Cascade is playing there right now.
It's not even in the Coliseum? I don't know. It was like a really sad DJ set of some kind. Like, it didn't even sound like people were having fun. It didn't sound fun.
Luke seems like he had fun. Luke just gave your face like you were wrong.
I mean, it was like,
there?
It was like the playoff music for us as we left the stadium. It was great.
Oh, I cannot vouch for anything as you left. Maybe I was just seeing like mic checks or something. This was before the match. So maybe they just like got warmed up and got going. And at the end of the match, everything was good.
Luke, any happy feet or sad feet for that match?
Well, I think one of my happy feet was meeting and getting, well, not, I mean, we'd met before, but seeing Scott and Dea, who are regular listeners of this show, who were like, LAFC Luke, and we were chatting. It was a lot of fun. They said they sit right near y'all in section 129. So that was really cool. But probably on the pitch, I'm going to go with Kike, because when he went down in like the 45th plus second minute or whatever that was, and what, like you guys were talking about earlier, like, I wanted him to play it in, and then he played it back, and I was like, what the heck? And then Tim was right there and just lasered that into the corner, and I was like, that was a smart play. And obviously it paid off, but, like, that dude was all over the field. He was, I mean, there were a few moments that I was like, come on now. But overall, like, he was looking solid, so he's definitely my happy foot.
I think both him and Bawanga have found ways to look outside of themselves a little bit the last few games. Like, they're not just trying to force it as much. I do think Oliveira, you know, he just has to finish a few times and it'll feel a little bit better. But Vince is right. He's young. I've turned too sour on these people. Luke, you? Thanks so much.
You?
Yeah.
Hey,
no.
Look, I got a sad foot. My sad foot is we very nearly went another 20 minutes of being up a player and not scoring goal against Portland. I was like, come on now. We did this for 40 minutes the last time we played them. But hey, I'll take it. We get the win at the end and like, whew, move on.
All of us had PTSD for the beginning of this season at the game. I think like the last 20 minutes were PTSD. Thanks for calling, Luke. We always love you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Guys,
there was like a good chunk toward the end there where I was like, this is exactly the same match as 2 weeks ago. I hope this doesn't happen the same way.
Yeah, what a smell.
There are like a weird version
of it though, because like the match in Portland, like Portland was the team that looked like kind of more fun and sexy and playing offensive football. Yeah. And then this one, we come out flying. It was weird because I didn't think there was a lot of chances where like they should have put the game away because they were playing so well, but also they didn't seem to like miss a lot of glaring chances. So it was just like we had control of the game. We just never, like, I think they said on the broadcast, if it gets 3-0, and this happens a lot in this league, especially for teams, I mean, especially with the travel, when you imagine like if you get 3-0 up on a team at home, they're going to usually pack it in. But at 2, every team feels like they have a little bit of a chance. That's not a great thing for LAFC. Like, that's something that they're going to have to, that's where they're really going to have to look inward and be like, how do we figure out how to really, you know, if we're playing our best and we still have to scrape by to get a 3-2 win, that's not ideal for the rest of the season.
We also have another regular calling in. Our good friend LAX Andy's here. LAX Andy, how's the airport today?
It's pretty empty today, actually.
Well, that's good. You'll get on your flight, no problem. Were you at the match?
I was. I saw other Travis there. Sorry, Darren. I accidentally called Darren Travis. It was embarrassing. But
fine. I took it as a compliment.
Take it as an insult.
Who's more insulted by it?
I'm
complimented, and Travis is insulted. It works out perfectly.
You guys really blew up that birria spot in a good way. There's just a real crazy line before every match.
You said this. Is that really how the timing worked out? Like, I find it hard to believe that we had a hand in that, but maybe.
I mean, they're good.
It did blow up. Like,
I'm sure it would have blown up regardless, but you know, you could take some of the responsibility for it. You can claim some of it.
If it's us, then I'll give all credit to Adam Conover, who came in hot as a guest on the show.
He ruins our ability to get those tacos quickly. Am I right?
Exactly.
Thanks, Andy. Any happy feet or sad feet from the match?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about, there was a viral tweet. I don't know how viral it was a couple of years ago. That was like, the Seahawks have never played a normal game. And that's how I feel about this season. I alluded to it last week, where it reminded me of like the deal Monday days, where it's like every game was fucking insane. And as you know, that might not necessarily be a good thing, but you know, in the 87th, 88th minute, a lot of folks were leaving, and I'm like, guys, we're like the Marvel movies we're like the MCU of MLS. Like, you know, we're gonna do some crazy shit in like the 95th minute. So yeah, everything about this team is weird. My buddy was asking me about Lloris. Like, what's the deal? It's just weird. It's just weird. I don't know. I don't know how to pinpoint it.
It's a team that isn't complete. It just feels like the puzzle pieces don't. You can tell what the picture of the puzzle is, but the pieces are slightly ajar. You know what I mean? Like, we taped it together to make it seem like we know what the... I'm working with a metaphor here. Just
It makes complete sense.
We said it at the beginning of the season. When you lose that much, like, institutional knowledge, guys like Kellen Acosta, veteran presence, Giorgio Chiellini, you're never going to be as good, right? You're always going to be a little bit worse. But LAFC did add a lot of exciting talent. So that's why we said, like, the ceiling could be higher at times, but the floor is definitely going to be lower. And that, I think we're just going to see roller coasters in a lot of these games until maybe they put the pieces together. And again, like, someone like Giroud shows up, and maybe one more piece in the summer to really kind of give some veteran leadership. Because right now we're seeing a team that's like, they're really figuring it out on the fly. And that's not necessarily always a great thing for teams.
I feel like there's another, a veteran who also has a lot of institutional knowledge.
Huh.
That we haven't mentioned.
Was he at Coachella?
Bwanga?
Either of Bwanga?
The guy, he might play for Monterrey. Is that right? That guy?
Oh, and then San Diego, right?
Yeah, and then yeah. San Diego. A year and a half year in Monterrey, then San Diego. Everyone knows his life plan.
Yeah, those rumors are bananas. Because if you know anything about Carlos Vela, the last thing he wants is like, okay, I'm going to play on this team, and then I'm going to go to this. Like, how many times am I moving? He's like, I bet you if someone told that to him, he'd go, I'll just retire. Because there's no chance he's doing that.
Before we let you go, anything else you want to add, Alex, Andy?
Real quick, my happy foot was going to be that Bwanga is actually a hat trick away from the golden boot lead. But then the defending runner-up in the MLS Newcomer of the Year award actually scored 2 goals tonight. So Bwanga's still 5 Whoa. Back.
Oof. Never heard of him.
I mean, how often do you talk about the runner-up to the Newcomer of the Year? So
it's such a funny way to call talk about Messi is the runner-up to Newcomer.
Knowing MLS, they still sent them some kind of trophy that said, like, yeah. You were the runner-up.
It's bigger than the Newcomer of the Year one. Thanks so much for calling in, Alex, Andy. We
Thank
always
you
love you. Talk to you soon. Yeah, I mean, Log says that was a simile. Look, it's been Whoa. A while since I was in English class. Whoa. I have a master's in writing, so eat my asshole.
Don't you write for a living?
But like, you don't need grammar when you're writing scripts. I never had to learn like the rules of writing.
Yeah, the first thing you learn when you get paid to actually write is you can break any rules you want because you're getting paid to write. Well, all those suckers that learn grammar, they don't have a job.
Yeah, those are the ones who are
writing
critics.
They're all writing technical documents.
Good time to plug Hacks on Max. May 2nd comes out, 3rd season. Rave reviews coming in.
Gotta Hacks be Hacks on Max.
If you love LAFC, then you gotta watch Hacks on Max, a show about two women in the comedy space, a thing that really relates to LAFC. If you like,
listen. They're doing it in Vegas. We got a game coming up in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
There's some kind of connection point there. Is there a next game? I don't know.
Is there some kind of way Hacks can pay us to do a promo if we go out in Vegas and
yeah. just branded
the show
content.
And put it all together?
If I know anything about the entertainment industry right now, it's they're throwing away money to podcasts that get, you know, a decent number of listeners in a very niche space that has nothing to do with what their show is about. But yes, maybe, honestly,
we
can ask
a lot about entertainment.
Look, I had something I wanted to ask Vince before we let me go back through the comments.
I start a few. Oh, there is a question for Vince in the comments. How does Vince feel about 2-0 being the most dangerous league in sports, which is a thing that gets thrown around a lot. I think it's pretty controversial.
I would say it's just one of those things that's said so much that like, how can you even fight against it? It's inevitable. Just it is what it is.
As a player, I bet you think about it.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I guarantee you they immediately came out and Ilya got them all in a circle and he was like, guys, I have one thing to say to you. 2-0 is the most dangerous league in sports.
People were like, I don't know. I disagree. I don't really feel that way.
And I guarantee he was the last person to walk in that locker room after the win. And everyone was kind of excited. He was like, everyone just quiet down real quick and just said, what'd I tell you? And just
I make the smart choice. Yeah. I do think it speaks to human nature that it would be a really dangerous lead, right? Like you feel comfortable. The other team still feels like they're in it, right? So it's a battle of the psyches. And then the minute they score the other goal, you're deflated in there. It makes sense that that's an anecdote that people use.
Because if you lose 2-0 or 3-0, what do you care? So at 2-0, you go all out, like you said, but then you get one, you go, ooh, maybe. Yeah. And so it's on both sides where it works on your psyche.
I want to say thank you to the Super Chat Logs, biggest Super Chat of all time.
Whoa.
So thank you for that. Yeah, this shit is hella niche. Good luck, though, fellas. Thank you,
they just paid for Darren's tacos.
We'll need this.
Just want to say thank you for paying for Darren's tacos and for giving us money for saying you didn't understand what we were talking about. Thank you to Logs.
Logs is a great name.
And
that is a great name.
His avatar is the Pokemon. It's the psychic Pokemon. What is it called? Hypno, right? He holds the little yo-yo.
Chad, tell us about the Pokemon. I want to go on this tangent. Let's do this.
I
like that you're figuring it out while trying to ask us as if we're going to give you any help.
He doesn't have an evolution. He's like a little fat guy. He's yellow. He's got like kind of an aardvark snout. And he has like one of those like yo-yo things that hypnotizes people. I believe he's called Hypno. He's from the first generation. I can only really tell you much about the first generation. I've played the other games, but I don't know them. Drowsy. Everyone's pointing out it's Drowsy. Is Hypno his evolution? Drowsy is the name. Yeah, it is what it is. Look,
you fucking blew it, dude.
There goes all of our Pokemon cred.
Damn. And I thought we had so much, honestly, Travis. I really thought
we did a whole game.
I do think of the MLS podcast, we had the most Pokemon cred, and I threw it out in one fucking moment. But it is the same guy, right? I know who I'm. Fuck you. I'm bad with human names.
His brother.
Oh, he does have an evolution. I was wrong, but yeah, okay. His brother,
Travis. I mean this as nicely as I possibly can, as respectfully as I possibly can. I don't know what an evolution is. What is it? What are you talking about?
Look,
I wanted to say no one knows what an evolution is, but clearly, like 10 people on the chat.
You never play Pokemon? It's like we're the exact age where it was like our niche childhood game.
No.
What?
Sorry.
What were you? Did you have kids then? What was
actually? I've always had three kids. I did have friends who played in. There was a weird thing where there was the science teacher in eighth grade. She used to have an after school thing where she would host Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. And she had what was a notoriously like an amazing collection of cards, everyone used to say. And then our year, her cards got stolen and there was a big police investigation and then everything kind of fizzled out and no one played anymore.
So you've had to kind of keep a low profile since then because mention Pokemon.
I have to just completely pretend like I have no idea what I'm talking about for both Magic and Pokemon so that I can continue to sell these cards on the down low.
We really buried the lead. Why did we save that whole story for now? Like, that should have been how we started this show.
Listen, Miss Allen was a great science teacher.
Can we get her on the pod? We could get her for the San Jose Vegas Super episode. Joey AF, I'll log on. If you friended me, I am actively still playing Pokemon Go as a 36-year-old. I'll friend you. Look, we have two games coming up next week. It's a real 2023. Maybe that'll help us turn it around. We're playing San Jose on the weekend away. I believe there'll probably be a pretty big traveling contingent of fans. If you're going, have fun.
Levi Stadium, I believe. Levi's. Yeah, yeah.
The big stadium.
I believe. I believe that's a country. I believe.
I believe that we will.
I believe.
Vince does not want to be here. He's like, why? I'm a professional.
I believe.
Okay, and then after that we have Vegas. I'm going to be in Vegas for the weekend, the San Jose game. I think I'm not going to stick around. I can't do 5 days in Vegas. That's too long. I will die.
Travis is the person I know who I feel like has perfected 3 days in Vegas,
which we'll talk about a lot next episode in the second segment of the show. We'll let's not give away too much, but we have a good segment coming up.
Thank you to everyone for your patience. I was going to say thank you to everyone for your patience of us not having a preview episode coming up. But we have, I think, 4 matches in 12 days. And so we are using the time to plan.
Also, thank you for your patience. Multiple people said rude things to me about it. So last time I did a podcast when I had a cold, everyone fucking complained about how I sounded. Oh, we have one last caller who's joining us, our good friend, Carlos from Global Diplomatic. Carlos, welcome to the welcome to the show, Carlos.
What's up, guys? Finally a pleasure to be on. Hey, Vincey, been a while,
Where's my jersey?
Huh?
Where's my jersey? Everyone else has one.
Oh my God! You just got on the show. You're just complaining immediately.
Up at the pickups, so sadly, you know, we haven't been able to put them together lately. But I got it. Don't worry. It might have some cobwebs, right, but it's there for you.
I believe
Vince,
you
coming in hot for a person calling into our show. Carlos, how you doing? How was that game? Any happy feet?
Well, happy feet was obviously meeting up Darren today at the Beer Tacos. I was telling him how I always thought you guys were overhyping it, but I can't lie. It was good. It was good. So,
hell yeah.
And he didn't Hollywood you.
He didn't Hollywood me. No.
See?
I could vouch. He
see, when you have a custom jersey for me, I won't Hollywood you.
Yeah. All you have to do is have a gift. Present him with a gift, and he'll be nice to you. Any sad feet from the match?
That feet was, yeah, I thought we were going about to get another tie. I was like, damn, back-to-back 2-2 draws with Portland. But, hey, they got the win at the end. So, like you guys say, a Bwanga blast to get the win.
Love.
But right,
yeah. I mean,
sell them t-shirts.
We have them in women's sizes now, everyone.
All right.
And if you haven't ever donated to Carlos and Global Diplomatic, you should. They do incredible work. Give us a little bit of an insight into the type of work you guys do.
Well, one of the things we like to do is whenever LAC goes to, let's say, especially internationally, we try to reach out to a local orphanage and help out. Try to give them the LA black and gold love that we all know we're known for. So when we went to León, Costa Rica, we went to an orphanage, brought gifts to the children, took them like a clown, gave them food, piñatas, and then showed them a little bit of the beautiful game. And we try to do that every year at least once. This year we're planning to go to TJ since we're going to play Cholos for the Leagues Cup. So in honor of that, we're planning to go to TJ. So try to keep that tradition alive. And like always, we like to just show that black and gold love.
And if people want to find you or help out, how can they do that?
You can find us on IG, on Global Diplomatic. But for that, like, yeah, I guess reach out to me.
Yeah, we tagged you and Global Diplomatic in the post we just made today. So if anyone's interested in helping out when they go down to TJ, that's probably the easiest way to do it. Carlos, thanks for doing so much for the community. You really rule, and thanks for letting us be a shirt sponsor. We're very happy to be there.
Well, thank you, guys. Very honored, and it's a pleasure to finally be on the live stream. So thank you, guys. Appreciate
Please
it.
Call back. We love yeah. you.
Love Great you guys. To talk to you.
Vince, we've been very mean to you all episode. I feel like it's only we should leave you with the final word for tonight.
I want to have a Jerry Springer style final thoughts.
I know. I wish you would have told me so I could really. I'll just say this. I'm happy that you guys are mean to me in these type of episodes, because again, if they would have lost or drawn 2-2, the amount of like juggling and explaining I would have had to do, and just the amount of shit that I would have taken from people, I'll gladly have you guys like get at me on this one, because if I would have been ducking all the comments plus you guys, I probably would have just quit.
It is like when the team does badly, it is Vince's fault. There is
It really is somehow. It's crazy.
People are more mad at you than Steve Cherundolo.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is like I really am just trying to give you some things to like hold on to like give you some sanity, but people are like, no, Vince, let us want to murder every single player that stepped on the field that day, including the coaching staff. And I'm like, but maybe let them live and play another game, because
you're
be okay.
Too well adjusted is the problem. We want to feel the anger. We like anger feels good, you know.
I know.
This is a safe space for unhinged energy.
I've just seen too much. I know too much. It's too hard for me. True. Like you said, I think you were right on. You were on to something, Travis, with like the Matrix talk. Like I see things just like a little bit differently. Not that it's better, but it's just like I can't ride the roller coaster, because if I did, I feel like I would be much scarier of a person to be around.
I'll also say you have over time been proven right consistently. And we are people screaming after every minute that like something is wrong is happening. And you're looking at it from the total view. I think
who's going to live longer? Think about it.
We've both been pretty bad to our bodies and our lives, Vince. thank you everyone for hanging out tonight and for the super chats. They really mean a lot. We'll be back with a double episode this week about San Jose and Vegas. This was a really fun live stream, a much needed win. Darren, anything you want to leave the people out on as we say I love you, goodbye?
No, I love you. Bye.
All right, bye.
I love you. Bye, Vince. Do you love everyone?
Darren's cool.
Fuck.
Yo. I love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.